Hey ladies, oh my gosh, wow. This is a bonus episode that I did not intend to record. It wasn't on my to-do list, but I'm recording it on the very day that the podcast officially went live. And I am so blown away by you all. Like, I am fully blown away because the outpouring of love that I have received from all of you, the messages, the DMs, the reviews, you're sharing it with your audiences, it means the absolute world to me. And it's a dream come true. And I just felt really called to come on here and chat a little bit about the true behind the scenes to getting this podcast out there and really just even putting myself out there. And all the fears and all the blocks and all the limiting beliefs that I've had surrounding it and the ones I've had in the past, because I know that you probably have felt the same way. And I know that there's a part of you that probably has a really big freaking mission on her heart, or a big goal, or a big dream. And that there's also probably alongside that, a little misfear telling you all the reasons why it's not safe to go full out into it. And I just want you to know that you are not alone and that I have been through all of that too. And that I'm sure every person that you admire out there who has achieved something great that you would love to achieve has felt the exact same way too. So I want to have a real, honest, and unfiltered conversation about that so that you feel fully confident finally embracing that goal and that dream and that ambition. Are you ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment? If you are, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. So if you listened to episode one of this podcast, then you'll know that I shared my very vulnerable story with my own money mindset. And I shared my rock bottom of when I had 97 cents in my bank account. And I openly shared a lot of the limiting beliefs that I had around money. But let me just tell you that me sharing my personal story and my vulnerability has not always been easy. And the strange thing is that the thing that scared me most about showing up vulnerably is that I was actually really scared of the judgment of the people who already know me. Do you find that too? Where it's like, I'm not as scared of a stranger listening to that podcast episode or reading my post on Instagram. I'm actually more scared of the people who are in my life or the people from my past. Like, hands up if you have actually secretly been terrified of what the mean girls in school will say to you if you go full out into your dream. Like, that was totally me. And I held a lot of myself back because of that. In fact, I mean, some of you might know that I wrote a book called Learning to Love the Girl in the Mirror. This was a few years ago now. And right before that book came out, I had a full-on panic attack. I was hiking at Griffith Park here in LA with my then boyfriend, who's now my husband, and I basically broke down. And it had nothing to do with the fact that the book was about to be released worldwide. It was that I was really scared for people who had known me in my past to, first of all, find out that I had an eating disorder and to hear my story. And it prevented me from showing up fully online. Now, obviously, I busted through that and I've taken step-by-step action to really work through that. But I want you to know that we all go through that. And that me sharing my own money story in podcast episode one, it didn't naturally come easy to me. And there's something that this pandemic has actually really, really taught me that I want to share with you. I feel like I fully grasped this notion that really life is too short to freaking hold yourself back. And I feel like I've metaphorically dropped my mask even more. I mean, obviously, we leave the house and we're physically wearing a mask, but we all walk around in our day-to-day lives wearing multiple masks. And I think that I just realized enough was enough in the last few weeks, and that my mission and my why is so much bigger than my fear of what other people will think. So I really want you to check in with yourself. What is your biggest fear? Like, what if you showed up in your business or online in your fullest capacity? What if you actually shone your brightest light in this world? What if there was not the fear of judgment? What if you weren't scared about what people think? How would that version of you show up? Because that is your truth. That is your inner wisdom. That is your greatest capacity. That is when you lean into being the most fulfilled you could possibly be, when you stop holding yourself back. And what's really interesting, when these fears come up, a lot of them are actually honestly in our minds. Like, we're probably overanalyzing what other people are going to think. And the truth of the matter is, does anybody really honestly care? Isn't everyone else busy living their own lives, wondering what people think of them? Aren't they too busy to truly judge you? And is that one person's judgment really worth you holding back a piece of yourself? So I would just like you to imagine what it looks like and what it feels like to fully drop those masks and lean into your fullest self and go for it. Like, seriously, go for it. Because when you show up in that way, man, do you inspire people. You show people what's possible. You sharing your truth and your vulnerability makes that other person who's reading it or listening to it realize that she is not alone either. And that is what we need more of in this world. And I think that that's why the song Rise Up by Andra Day has been my theme song for the last 6 or so weeks. Because that's truly what I feel like I'm doing. I feel like this new part of myself is elevating into this whole new level, the less that I care what other people think and the more that I live from my truest, authentic self. And if you want to circle back to money mindset and abundance, man, that is where it really lives. That is where you, like, dial up the manifestation machine when you live in your truest authentic self. That's when you become a magnet to all that you desire. Because now all I really need to truly focus on is living in my fullest why, like going full out in my mission. And from that place, and I mean, I've felt this for a while, but I feel it on such a deeper level, like the rest is taken care of. The money continues to flow, the clients show up, my bank accounts continue to increase in overflow because all I need to lean on is my own inner wisdom. The rest takes care of itself. So ladies, I'm inviting you to rise up. I'm inviting you to rise up right now and reach a new level of your greatest potential. So what is your dream? What is a dream that has been on your heart? And how can you take action towards that today or this week by simply showing up as the brightest version of yourself? Like, for example, I had a dream that I would create my own show. So I think it was maybe 2 years ago now. I was sitting in the Hollywood Hills in a beautiful villa surrounded by female entrepreneurs. And we had a mentor come in and speak to us that day. And she asked us to visualize our future and to visualize our dreams coming true. And she was leading us through this visualization. And she was going, who are you being interviewed by? Whose sofa are you sitting on? Are you being interviewed by Oprah? And as soon as she said that, oh my gosh, this loud, loud voice spoke in my head. It said, "You are not sitting on anyone else's sofa. You have your own." As in, you have your own show. And man, was that voice so powerful. I was like, okay, I better listen to that. And I could see it so vividly. Like, I could see the pink on-brand sofa that I was sitting on. I could see the white power suit that I was wearing. I could see the kind of women that I was interviewing. And I could see the difference that this show was making in women's lives around the world. And I started to cry. And I shared this dream with those women in the room that day. And I did not share it until about 24 hours ago with anyone else. But this podcast is the beginning of that dream coming true. I recognize that it is not a TV show, but I took action and I said, how can I first start living from the truth of having a show? And that was where the seed of the Girl Unfiltered podcast started. So I know that you also have dreams and goals, and they can often feel so big that they almost debilitate you from taking action. But the thing is, to get anywhere, we have to take steps. You just have to put one step in front of the other. So yes, hold space for that incredible vision of what you want to create in the future, but then circle back. How can you start living that dream today? Not in 5 years, not in 10 years, not waiting for somebody to knock on the door and hand it to you. How can you start anointing yourself and giving it to yourself today? So I am now choosing to live in the vibration that I do have a show. I have the Girl Unfiltered show, but I created it myself. Like, nobody gave it to me. I went out there and I did the research and I hired the graphic designers and I took the podcast course and I learned how to launch a podcast. And all the universe knows is that I am matching the vibration of having a show. And so therefore, I believe that the universe will match me in return and that it is only going to be a matter of time until I continue to take step-by-step action towards that big goal and that big dream. And side note, you are all a part of that. So massive thank you. But I don't want you to get overwhelmed by your big goals and dreams. So how can you start stepping into the energy of having it already? Because that is what allows you to attract it starting today. So I don't know what your big goal and dream is, but hey, go on over and DM me at girl_unfiltered and let me know what your big goal or your big dream is. But then wheel it backwards and go, what can I create for myself today that means I am saying yes to that dream coming true? And this is a message for all of you perfectionists out there, because I am a fellow perfectionist. Just remember that imperfect action is still progress and that we all begin somewhere. Man, like, I couldn't have had the kind of podcast that I have now 5 years ago. My Instagram did not look the way that it looks now, like 5 years ago. Me getting on camera and talking to my audience was cringeworthy 5 years ago compared to now. You've just got to start somewhere and build from that foundation. So don't be afraid to take imperfect action towards that goal and towards that dream. Believe in yourself. I believe in you. This community is backing you all the way, and I will be your biggest cheerleader. So go out there and make it happen and rise up. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.